The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
Howdy, howdy. 839 BC.
Know your rights.
Coming at you guys, Giga Chodes. What do you think?
Number one.
You have the right to freeze.
If you don't listen to The Clash, give them a try. London Calling, if you don't like to rock. I mean, there's some rock and roll on there, don't get me wrong. Oh. And what do you think? Sort of rockinist stuff. Real early stuff was harder. Anyway, moving on. That's not the point of today's episode 839 BC Giga Chodes. Today on the show, one of the... I don't know. Chris has been on four or five times. Chris Scriva, folks. The great, the wonderful, the nomadic, nearly. Chris Scriva out there busting comedy's balls. Right? Followed up by one of the most regular fellows I know, Jared Helfer. I mean, he's irregular. We all agree on that, but he's regular here, folks, and that's why we've got him at the table. And finally rounding out the old John John, the man, the myth, John John. We do have an official sponsor today. I went with a dueling sponsor. You know, if other companies can pitch together for ad campaign time during the Super Bowl, I can pretend on my own show that I'm doing that, right? Anyway, LaCroix and Mountain Dew, guys. All right? Now, look, I understand Mountain Dew gets a bad rap. No, but it's supposed to be white trash, right? It's like, you can't make comparisons, can you? It's too bad. There's some funny ones out there for the blah, blah, blahs. Anyway, but it is. People look down on what Mountain Dew. It's from the Appalachians, it's supposed to sound like, right? But I gotta say, dude, ice cold Mountain Dew out of an aluminum can. Probably the nectar of the gods. I don't know if you've given it a whirl, guys. If you haven't, it's sinful, dude. It's better than creme brulee. Okay? And that's where LaCroix comes in, all right? I'll get the tall one, right? The tall Mountain Dew. And then I'll pour a whole LaCroix into a pint glass and then top it off. Just top it off, guys. Whew. What a journey. Anyway, we talked about LaCroix and Mountain Dew. And today we play a little... Spoiler alert, we play Dr. Dew at the end. But figured that's a great sponsor. Let's get into today's app. 839 BC with Christopher Scriva, Jared Helfer, and John John.
Both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the bird's beak.
Much like every other politician, we're the same evil monster.
Jared and I are libtards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys are, I don't know, ooh, gay.
Yeah.
Well, then, what's the...
Chuds. I guess Giga Chuds.
Yeah, yeah.
Giga Chud. Giga Chode. Giga Chode.
Yeah.
Giga Chode. Do people say Giga Chode?
They should.
They should dude. That rolls like right off the tongue.
What is that like? Does it look like a fucking 12-inch deep dish pizza? Is that a Giga Chode? Yeah. Yeah, it's just, they call me the hubcap.
Chicago Giga Chode.
Yeah, it's
Chicago
impossible for me to have sex.
Yeah.
Speaking of beaks, so there's this thing I saw on the internet. Crazy, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but they say that eagles break their fucking beaks off when they get old, and then they grow a new one.
Whoa.
That's fucking crazy.
And nay, I think it is false, dude. But it is flying around the internet.
What, beagle?
It's a goddamn rumor.
What does a beagle look like without a beak?
An eagle.
An eagle.
Eagle.
Not a beagle. A beagle looks a lot like it does right now.
Yeah. Without a beak, yeah.
I meant to say eagle. I'm very sleep deprived.
Yeah, beagles do.
I know what a beagle. I have a half beagle.
Did you hallucinate a storm on your way over?
No. Do you want to hear the fucking...
Dude, I want to hear some audio. You got audio for your
This
storm?
Is before it got bad. So I had to go out my dad's shop to get some tools for my toolbox. And then
is this north of here or where's it?
Yeah, it's Chippewa, like Beaver Falls. I'm getting on 376 and the sky's like real dark. All of a sudden it starts raining. And then it starts getting windy, and all of a sudden, like, branches and shit start blowing the road. And then I've never been in hail like this in my entire life. I've driven through some, like, gnarly fucking crazy shit. I put, like, 90,000 miles in my car over the last year, right? So I'm on the road, like, a lot, right?
That's a fucking retarded amount of miles.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
It's fucked up.
That's a lot of miles, dude.
It is.
Yeah, that's why I'm 10, driving.
10,000's, like, normal, like, for someone who drives a lot.
Dude, yeah. Like, you're, to work. You're a workhorse.
I'm doing, yeah, I mean, I'm doing, like, Uber and DoorDash, and I'm also doing comedy, like, in, I've driven to, like, Houston twice.
Hardest
work. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
It'd be nice to have a car that was good enough to do Uber when you were traveling for comedy.
Yeah, this is cool. You can't really do Uber out of Pennsylvania if you live in Pennsylvania, or California if you live in California, but you can do DoorDash, so you get some extra cash.
James Brown, hard working man, show business, man.
All right, but I'm driving in this, yeah, I'm so James, James Brown.
You're coming out of Beaver.
Yeah, so I'm coming, I'm getting up on the highway, 376, coming out of like Beaver Falls, right? And I'm going, and then all of a sudden it just starts hailing, and then I started recording to show you. I was like, dude, I'm in this shit right now.
Like, I'm not
and it
lying.
Just started like hailing like so fucking hard, right?
Yeah. Right.
And I was like, oh my God. So I shut the thing off. Everybody started pulling over. There's no place to pull over on the side of the road. But all of a sudden the wind started blowing, and like, oh, there was a torrential downpour, so I could barely see. But then all of a sudden everything started like kind of swirling. It started, the air started to rotate, and the rain started going sideways. And then there was like branches that were like about like the size of like probably like 4 or 5 inches.
You
like,
were in the tree, eye,
like
dude.
Legit. Yeah. It was flying in front of the car and shit. I get up on this bridge right before an overpass before I get to Brady's Run. And then there's a truck parked. And there's a little sliver. I'm like, fuck it. And I just turned off of 376, just made a 90-degree turn and just pulled in under the bridge. But, like, this was before it got real bad. Like, I didn't look at my car yet. I probably have hell
damage. You went off-roading? Is that what you said? Or
yeah, pretty much, dude. Nice. Fuck, I went down the grass under the...
Yeah, that's what I would do.
It was like...
That's
I think
a nice
it,
move. I didn't understand for sure that's what you were doing. So you were off-roading from
yeah,
the
I think it. I think it fucked up my car. I didn't look at the roof yet, but this is before it got
bad. Oh, I think
you
had a truck.
No, my I'm driving a little Ford Focus.
Oh, great. That makes it better. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's way
yeah, actually, I'm happy the truck is inside. It's in my dad's shop, so I would rather have that, the nice vehicle.
Maybe you'll get paid out on hail damage.
I don't think so.
If you want, I got a ball peen hammer.
Yeah, we can hammer it from the other side. All right, here.
You're a regular Tyler Owens, dude. You're a tornado wrangler.
Perfect.
Oh, snap.
This is before it got bad.
Jesus. Dude, it was sunny here. It's still sunny here.
That,
knock
Eric.
On wood.
Jared, why did you do that?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Why did you
do
that?
That's like
four.
That's like,
yeah.
How come you guys control the weather?
For some reason, we're mad at hail.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're mad as hail, and somebody's got to take it.
You know what's so crazy about Jewish people like Jared? They all live in Florida, yet there's so many hurricanes. Is that like your version of cutting?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good argument against the theory there.
Well, I'm sure this will come back and haunt me if I ever can figure out how to make it.
Yeah,
that's a commonly known conspiracy.
No, you
theory.
Defended.
You're not, yeah,
you defended the common rationale there. I believe.
Yeah.
You're also not saying that you. We're just having fun.
Yeah, we're just having fun. Yeah. Black
dude,
people
we're
steal.
We're joking.
Yeah.
Well,
we're just having
just
that was a joke.
Too.
That was
all
a big joke. I just
all
said.
Trying
people
to say
steal.
People too.
Yeah.
People of
all lives steal.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't let me get started on the Hispanics.
What's that?
I wish I was that good at stealing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Trying to be.
Yeah, dude.
Helpful.
Yes. It's like saying, if someone said I was good in bed, you know, I wouldn't be mad, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Good at stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
We're talking about baseball, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because you're right. The Hispanics are really good at stealing.
Well, I didn't
stealing
say they stole it.
Yeah, it's a huge
no
problem.
No, they don't even steal baseball.
You're rocking a Mets shirt there.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Like full Jew.
Are you a Metropolitan?
Yeah.
I am a Metropolitan fan.
Wow, dude. Yeah. Is that always been your team or not?
No, I like the Pirates as well. I don't really have a team in baseball because who gives a shit? But I like the Mets and I like the Pirates.
Dude, my grandma would beat the shit out of you.
She gives a shit. Well, every old person does because they were alive when the Pirates were good.
They still play with broomsticks back then.
My grandma was big into baseball. She lived down in Houston, so she followed the fucking Astros. So, and she like kept receipts on these kids. She knew all about them, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. When Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were doing their thing, my grandma, it was the only conversation I ever had with my grandmother.
Yeah.
Because that's like all she wanted to talk about.
That's
and
great.
I was like,
that's great.
Grandma, I'm a football fan. I don't give a shit.
But dude,
that's
funny. I get all kinds of clips on Instagram of baseball. And baseball's getting, I think anyway, or I just was unaware of, they're getting really clever.
Yeah.
Like guys are, I saw a guy.
Baseballs are?
baseball players.
They're becoming sentient.
Like I saw a guy get underneath a pop fly and intentionally drop it so that he
think
could
of their
pick
fucking
it up
hailstorms.
Get a double
yeah, dude,
play.
Fucking baseball hailstorm, dude.
I've been seeing stuff like that. And they're taking advantage of that pitch clock now because there's a pitch clock. Yeah. And they'll do like the quick pitches now and shit. So
I also get badass ones. Like what's Randy Johnson? Wasn't he the guy who killed the bird?
Yeah.
So there was this time this batter goes.
He's as known for that as doing baseball.
Yeah, it I'd is really that blowing up that bird was his high point.
What did he kill the bird with a baseball?
A high speed, full fastball.
Like 101 mile an hour fastball.
He's one of the fastest fastball pitchers.
And then it's a shitty day
and
to be a bird.
Nailed the bird square, dude. It turned into a ball poop of feathers, dude. I can pull that.
The best part,
you can't find the carcass of the bird,
dude. The best part about it is like a couple years ago, he was like, "I still feel bad about that bird."
Yeah, he's a sweet man.
Yeah, that's great.
He's a toothless 6'5" pitcher with long hair and a mustache.
Yeah. Oh, that's sick, dude.
Yeah. And
oh shit, that bird just vaporized.
Watch this thing, dude. They're gonna do it in slow motion. This fucking
Randy
bird.
Johnson rules.
So this guy, this kind of pitcher.
He was so cool. He was like a
buzzer. Here comes the bird. Fucking real. So
it's like completely defeathered. It blew all the feathers off and it like fucking rolls.
It's like a cartoon.
Left, dude. Yeah.
You can pick that up, throw it right in the pot, dude.
Yeah. Until you have bones through all of it.
Yeah, it's like Yosemite Sam being shot by like a Bugs Bunny cannonball.
Oh, see, when you did that, I lost audio. I don't know how that happened.
Just shake what that thing.
Yeah, it's a cable.
Just that thing right there. That's what it is.
I think this happened last time, didn't
it? It's a huge rack of shit. I need to get some better stuff.
It's a crock of shit.
It happens. It's better than most people have, and thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
I'm going to go sans condomless.
Cans,
yeah.
Yeah, raw dog.
I'm going to raw dog.
Raw dog.
Me and Jared team cans over here, dude.
I like the cans.
Yeah, team cans. Yeah, dude.
It's
we're,
more
team, we're team raw.
What's your favorite word for boobs? Because cans is not bad.
Cans is good.
Fucking warlocks, dude.
Warlocks is pretty good. I like the girls.
Sweater puppies is always
sweater
a popular,
pups.
Yeah, always a popular one.
When we were in college,
big old basketball.
Oh,
sorry, I was in my way.
our intramural basketball team were called the sweater puppies.
We used to call them fuzzy dice.
They
fuzzy
were
fuzzy dice.
Why were they called the sweater? What?
We were the
sweater
puppies.
Sweater puppies, dude.
You chose the name?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
You thought it was chosen for us?
I don't know.
Dude, I can one up you on that. Talk about
it's
juvenile.
It's like
shit.
Indians. Like you're like, oh, we didn't know. I guess we meant it affectionately.
Yeah, sweater puppies. You know, like
the famous New York sweater puppies.
What else could it possibly be?
Sometimes teams,
the Chicago
puppies and sweaters.
Oh, you remember those puppies that wore his sweaters?
Puppies wearing sweaters. It's one of the best things probably to ever can happen.
Like a Chihuahua needs one.
Yeah, I mean they don't need the sweaters, but
I mean
if they lose hair,
they're always shivering.
I'm actually getting an Italian Greyhound just for the outfits.
Oh, yeah. That's the kings of shakes.
Yeah, dude. They rule.
Are we still talking about boobs?
We're talking about dogs now.
Okay. That's my favorite term for boobs, Italian greyhounds.
Yeah, Italian greyhounds.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a very specific picture. You know what I mean? Long.
Like I said, I'm going to stop.
Speed.
I'm going to stop drinking beer.
Long.
I'm going to stop drinking this beer because I'm starting to grow some bull mastiffs over here. I'm just going to fucking die.
Guys, I didn't realize that I don't mind LaCroix. I've been making fun of it for years.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's fine.
It's fine, dude. Yeah. It's totally fine.
It's not my favorite thing to drink, but it's certainly not the worst.
It feels like you're doing something.
Is this true? Yeah. The guy that owns LaCroix like got in trouble for like he would go on like private airplane flights, and every time like one of the young pilots or like stewards get on the plane, he would grab their dicks.
I think I heard that.
I
believe it.
Well, there we go.
Pass it off as
defamation right here, dude. Just send it out there.
He basically just invented seltzer.
Right.
He's
like,
seltzer.
What if I can it though?
And then he was like, it's working. I could do whatever the fuck I want.
You know who did it before him was
this tastes like blueberries a quarter mile away. I'm gonna grab a penis.
That's what it was, dude. As soon as he came upon like cranberry flavored water, that's when he fucking knew. And then the lemon came along.
Yeah, if he's like, yeah, dude, make this taste like static. Yeah.
Well, Canada Dry did it before he did. I remember because my dad drank seltzer water from way back. And Canada Dry would just have straight up seltzer water.
There definitely was seltzer water before LaCroix.
But LaCroix redefined the game. They're like
they popularized it.
They marketed it to all of our girlfriends, and then we had to drink it.
That's true. And then
that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, they did.
That's how you do it. You sell it to women, men use it to get laid, and then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want to come back? I have LaCroix at my house.
Yeah,
I love it. Dude, what's a great LaCroix? Have you ever? Have you ever,
still spicy?
Have you ever had coconut LaCroix?
No,
that's pretty good.
I would murder for that.
Is it good?
It's pretty decent. It's pretty
decent. I like this. This is tangerine.
Tangerine dream, baby.
Yeah.
Next time we hang out, John, I'll bring a case.
Okay.
You guys want to have a case race of LaCroix?
Oh my god!
What do you think that would do to you?
Have you ever had a case race?
Yeah. I blacked out. I drank 24 Yinglings. And then we opened another one.
You finished the race.
Two more beers. And then somebody handed me a shot of tequila. At one point, like, we had somebody drive. I showed a guy how to drive stick in the parking lot so he can drive my Mustang to the store to get the other.
Right.
Which I don't even know how that fucking worked, right? We came back. I'm, like, teleporting all over the place. I just remember sitting there, and, like, I'm, like, fading it out of reality. It sounded like I was underwater. And that's my dorm. I'm, like, 21, 20. And I'm, like... Blah, and I just threw up all over myself and all over the living room. And I just started like time traveling. One moment I'm in the shower and all my friends are showering me because I was like covered in vomit.
Dude, you're not an easy guy to move either.
Yeah. No. I was lighter. I was probably like 280, 290
still,
then. But yeah. Yeah.
I've
and then
moved 150
I can
do it. Pound person
I remember
work.
Waking
I
up
myself.
I remember waking up in my dorm room. Yeah. I remember waking up in my dorm room and my friend
badass.
Who's like an ex-marine killing machine, killing people shit. He's also like really gay.
Yeah.
But he's like sitting on my bed. He's smoking a cigarette in the dorm room, and he's like 35, just going like the what's that, the Bill, the Warrior Bill shit, right? So he's just there hanging out with us. And I just woke up, but I think I was awake. I was crying, and I just remember him saying, "See, the problem is you need to find a good woman."
That is the problem.
Someone to hold your hair.
We woke up the next day, and we all had red coming out of our nose, and everybody's freaking out, like, "What's wrong?" It's like, "Oh, you idiots, you're watching Wolf on Wall Street," and we thought it was cool, so we all started doing lines of C4 pre-workout.
Oh God!
Yeah,
how'd that turn out?
Everybody had like
what?
Right, like my buddy calls me, and goes, "Why is there fucking
a lot of information
red coming out of my nose?"
This
I know. I'm sorry for sharing. I'm like reliving the trauma.
C4 pre-workout.
Wait, how old are you? Because I was in college when that movie came out.
I was I'm 34.
Oh.
Yeah, I went back though. I have 2 degrees.
Oh, okay, got it.
2 degrees, dude. Yeah. How many you got?
Damn, 2.
That's crazy. Do you feel anything from the C4?
I don't know. I've never done cocaine. I don't know.
You probably just did too much.
Yeah.
You just have to do a healthy amount.
Yingling. I might have even done cocaine that night. I don't know. I fucking Yingling overrode everything in my brain.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You were running on autopilot.
Yeah.
It's interesting that Yingling was your choice.
Was a heavy drinker.
I couldn't.
You would have. Yeah. I would have went with a light beer for a case. Actually, I did a case race. I don't remember what I got. I think I got Coors Light.
Yeah, that's fine.
For
same reason.
Yeah. My dorm was all about Yingling. I don't know. We just got like real
dark beer. You don't want to win with the asterisk.
It's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, true.
If you win the case race and you're drinking Bud Lights or something, people are going to be like, "Geez, that's pretty run of the mill."
Yeah, we drank local. That and Dogfish.
Dogfish
with the lion's head.
Yeah,
lion's head was like the best one ever because it had puzzles and riddles.
Yeah,
under their hats.
My hard hats.
Under their hats.
Under their hard hats.
The beers had hats, dude. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, all beers have hats.
We used to do the Edward 40 hands thing.
Oh shit!
Where you tape two 40s to your hands.
Yeah,
and then try to cut hair.
Yep.
And then you get drunk and do lawn work. Yeah.
Yeah. Dance around.
You drink
with
a 40 and try to cut hair.
Dance with Winona Ryder.
Still looking good.
Still looks good. She looks
doing
exactly
great
the same.
And doing well.
Yes.
All the stealing keeps you young.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start.
The one time I did it was the only time I got in trouble for drinking, and I didn't even win the Edward 40 hands. I came in second, so it wasn't even worth it.
Did you pee yourself?
No, I puked outside of a bar. Dude.
I could never edit 40 because I'm a weak pee. I have to pee when I have to pee. You know, I'm not a hold the pee kind of guy. I'll get uromycetosis or whatever.
What you got to do is just get in the self-suck position.
Right.
Do the fly with your mouth. And then,
yeah.
And then fondle your dick out through the hole.
That's true. What if you came with like an elaborate loop tied around your groin over your shoulder and so you can grab a knot with your teeth and pull your zipper down?
But you would create that. That comes from the mind of an Aaron Douglas.
Yeah, and then you pull another rope and it'll be attached to the head of your wanger and pull her out of your pants.
I'm surprised that's not how you go to the bathroom now.
So what you do is you get a cord tied to the top. That was your shame.
Get a buddy.
You're like, I did pee, but I didn't lose.
Just like, what you do is you just bend over and kind of like roll your hips back.
Why don't you take the balls off?
Like you're twerking.
Yeah, you're laid on your back on a bed with your hips over your head trying to jiggle your back in your pants.
Yeah, but like this could actually work, right? So like you have have the penis part attached to your mouth, right? But then you have the zipper part. Hold on, it's not as gay as it sounds.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the zipper part attached to your shoe.
Okay.
You like
penis.
Keep your foot
it's
up when you're
gay.
Ready to pee. You push your foot down like you're hitting the gas, and it unzips it. And uh-huh. then you raise your mouth.
Yeah,
up,
then you throw that donger out and get.
That's
it.
A what if you
idea. Suffer
you
from what I like to call
have
small
like a
penis?
Fake tooth.
Well,
you know what they call that in the adventure world? They call it hook dicking.
Hook dicking.
When you stop at like you're bicycling or kayaking or something, and you don't even stop doing what you're doing, really, you don't get off.
John Hook Dick and Andrews.
You just kind of throw your out the side and give her the pee.
Oh, I see.
Hook dicking.
And you just pee off to one side?
You just do what you can to get it not on yourself.
Get off of your craft.
You're in the water.
This is
You're not. If you're in a kayak, you're in a kayak. You don't want to pee in yourself.
This is
you got to pee over the edge.
I guess that, the whole
you got to hook that dick.
Aaron.
It is true. The whole point of a kayak is to not get wet.
That's right.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
But you can get a little wet.
Yeah, a little
wet.
That would be efficient if you didn't.
Because it's your water.
Dude, if you keep talking about kayaks, I'm going to get wet.
Real quick. We ever thought this whole thing. All you need is like one of them pee tubes from NASCAR going out the side of your shoe.
What is the difference between
Yeah. That's true. We could just get a catheter.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
NASCAR probably doesn't have catheters because that would be too.
I think they have an over the.
Yeah, they have a sucker. A NASCAR guy's gonna want to have a Wang sucking device rather than a penetrating device.
Imagine it. Like,
why do they do that? Why did they give men catheters when they could just put a sucker over the top of it.
Anyways, who are you guys voting for?
I don't know.
RFK, well,
one issue
like
at a time. These are the issues. Speaking of the issues.
These are the issues, true. Yeah,
they define our time.
This is pressing.
I would.
I would love to be able to. I don't know. I like peeing. Sometimes.
You do?
I don't like being. Like, I work in a school, and students are there. People just hang out in the bathroom like it's fucking the 50s. You're like, why are you hanging out in the bathroom?
Jared, I just got your text.
You say swears?
Finally.
Yeah, dude.
How long ago was that?
Jared just got here.
I don't know, but it's been a while, dude.
That was my spirit. Like just
speaking of a while, you should let me know what time or you want to make sure you got to get out of here.
Let me go look at the GPS.
It should be a half hour there.
What?
That'd be plenty of time.
All right, yeah.
What was I going to say?
We'll get out of here.
Oh, gross. You were going to say
you
that.
You weren't going to say
I know.
That.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I got to
say. Oh, you and I was going to say.
I'm a sick puppy.
Yeah.
I was going to say about Randy Johnson. That's why I was looking at your stupid Mets shirt. Because Randy Johnson, this
guy.
Yeah, fuck
your shirt.
I got this one the other day. The batter like stared at him and put the bat down like he was going to charge the mound. He goes, you fucking threw that at me. And Randy Johnson goes, just shakes it off. And the next pitch, throws it right at his head. And he goes, that's what it looks like when I throw it at you.
Randy Johnson's the man, dude. We don't talk enough about Randy Johnson. Randy Johnson could fucking sire my children. I love him.
Do you know who else is badass? Is hockey enforcers. Do they still do that or not?
Not as much.
They don't do it anymore?
Not as much.
Is it frowned
upon? It's around, but it's like...
What
it's
is
not
it?
Really as much. Hockey enforcers.
What's yeah. that?
So they would skate around literally just waiting for somebody to go after the star player and then just beat the shit out of that.
You're like, we'll take the penalty because anybody who body checks our lead scoring guy is going to get beat the fuck up in the middle of the ice. They just set that guy in the penalty box for
and
2 minutes or whatever.
It was a big goon who like could barely skate.
Yeah.
But like they would be like...
He could skate backwards pretty good.
Yeah. Go ahead and take a run at our best player and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like imperative for hockey teams to have a really good goal scorer and a really good enforcer.
It's a good documentary about it called The Last Gladiator.
The Last Gladiators. Oh, damn, dude. That makes
it
sound epic.
It's not really, it doesn't happen as much anymore.
Yeah.
You know how like Gladiator 2 is coming out? What if like that's when they use, like, we're doing gladiators now. Yeah. Gladiator core. And then we just have gladiators again.
They do. Cool. They have people fighting like knights.
Yeah, but that's
oh, you mean it?
It's fucking sick, dude.
But the Ren Faire.
Yeah, but
no, it's not Ren Faire. It's like real martial arts.
Like,
look up fucking HEMA, dude.
I do see knife fights on Instagram.
Yeah.
Fake knife fights on Instagram a lot nowadays.
Yeah, I saw.
They use like dulled swords and will like literally like really hit each other pretty hard.
Brawl.
Yeah, and they,
I've been taking classes.
That's awesome.
I can see you being so big into that.
Yeah, I'm not lying. I have. I've taken classes. I've taken
for knife fighting.
German longsword. You could also do like knives and other shit too.
Sick.
Yeah, it hurts really bad.
What's the benefit
do you have
of
a sword?
Knives?
No, I have a fucking mask,
dude,
though.
If you've
I
gone
borrow
through
sword,
a sword school, you got to have a sword.
It's like $300, dude.
Fucking get one off Temu, dude.
Yeah.
God damn.
Be legit.
It's only got to work once.
Get one of those Shein swords.
Do you know who Justin Powers is?
Is he Austin's buddy?
His dad, actually. He's a comic from Morgantown, younger but he was brother. Up here, and I was driving him home, and I ran out of time, so he had to come to the sword class, and he just sat there and giggled and took pictures of me the whole time. So there's me doing battle with 12-year-old girls.
Yeah, that's the appropriate thing to awesome. Do in that setting, is to giggle and to take pictures.
So did you own those 12-year-old girls or not?
Yeah, I wrecked their shit, dude. Yeah, I'm the child slayer.
You can't let them bitches win. Christ. They're going to think it's that easy, you know?
I thought it was really good. Then I went to a real class where it's like all these MMA people that got into it, and they just started hitting me in the face with the thing. It hurt really bad. And I was like, damn. I don't know about this.
But you still did kill those girls?
Yeah.
They're oh, dead Jesus now.
I'm, yeah, that's real, my I'm the child. I told
that's
you.
That's the part I'm worried about, Chris.
I'm the child slayer, dude.
We're bringing it back. I thought that was like a comedy nickname because you were funny with kids or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we all thought.
No, these are the most. I'm going to show you guys. Jesus this is embarrassing Christ. To me.
Oh, you're going to show it? You got the pictures?
Yeah, Justin took a whole bunch of pictures of me doing battle.
You got to zoom in on girls in there, see it.
Which is so funny.
Oh, dude, they are little girls.
I just love four they're tiny all girls and a behemoth of a man holding a sword so seriously.
It's like six kids who love Star Wars and Chris. They're in there fucking,
Chris, who also loves Star Wars.
Beating like, the shit out of them.
Like, they felt like knights because they were slaying like a sort of mythical.
They weren't slaying shit, dude. I was in there like Jared. I was in there like a Dark Souls boss. You died, little bitch.
Chris is picking them up by the throat.
Yeah,
finishing moves.
Back to the bonfire, and I choke slam a child into the ground.
Jesus, Fokker, take it easy.
Scream at the tire.
Looking on, nodding. It's like my master's dude.
Scream at the overworked.
He's like,
Beverly Hills Ninja.
He told me I'm like a shittier version of the mountain, the hillside.
The hillside.
Yeah, yeah. Elizabeth signed me up for this. I got carried away with it. I liked it.
That's how long have you been doing it?
I did it for like 2-3 months. I haven't been back in like a month. Like I've been traveling.
I thought I was going to take up jiu-jitsu, and then I fucked my knee up real good. So that's an excuse to not get
healthy. You want
to
do sword fighting?
You talking about swords?
Yeah. Sword. You want to go?
Oh, me and someone else were recently talking about who our dream foursome of comics would be for sex, not for anything else.
Yeah. Oh.
And you made it. You're in there.
Oh, man. So,
it's
going to be...
You had to choose a man, I would hope. Otherwise, it's just odd.
So it's me and you.
All
right, Chris Nackis, who's a handsome boy.
Who's Chris Nackis?
You remember Chris Nackis?
Handsome boy. He's comedy. Pittsburgh comedy's handsome boy. Yeah.
He's. And then we couldn't decide on a fourth, so we just picked Pete for like the vibes.
Vibes are good.
Were you guys just having sex together?
Yeah. It's all four of us having sex.
Yeah, I had to
together.
Pick guys, evidently.
Yeah.
So I got in there.
Yeah, very nice.
You made it to the top four.
That's pretty cool.
Where do I line up in the human centipede that is this group?
Oh, are we doing a human centipede? Because then, I don't know. You could either be A or C.
I'm hoping. You want Caboose, right?
Yeah, you want
you
D.
Three guys.
You want D. In this case, you D.
I choose you three guys.
Gives
yeah, hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, if there's a foursome, I think. Yeah.
Thanks, Jared.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
I think it would be... I think that would be great.
Yeah. This is awkward. I feel like he wants us to say we choose him, too.
Yeah, I choose you, too, Eric. Jared. I don't know why I said Eric. Jared. My brain's broken.
You know,
Eric, Jared.
It actually worked as a joke.
I'm happy just to watch. I'm happy just to watch. Yeah, I don't need to be involved.
I was saying Aaron, and I tried to recorrect it.
Somebody's home.
I think every experience would just be different.
It's nice, though. Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. What did you say?
I just think every experience would just be different.
With us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like a scientist.
Yeah, I'm like a guy on bottom.
I like dating.
You're like a guy with a sword surrounded by four women.
Yeah.
Well, I just like
young
data. I just appreciate
Don't move
data.
Until Jared's finished.
Yeah. Give me 10.
Schwink.
Who's on... Sorry, go ahead. Who's on your show tonight?
I'm on two shows. Like, the one is...
Tonight?
Yeah.
And this?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Yeah, good work. Hell of a job.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. I'm doing a Parkway Theater to do a show for Johnny Trafficante's family.
Oh, yeah. It's the All-Stars thing. Trevor was telling me about
that. Yeah, so it's Trevor, Liz, him, and Johnny. And then Patrick Devine. You remember that guy? One-liner guy?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's doing Cantu, so I'm going to pop over there.
I do know that guy.
Yeah, he's like really funny.
I think I know him off of Instagram even, actually.
Yeah, well, I don't think he has Instagram anymore, but he's like... He like sleeps in his like Subaru and travels around the country.
I saw his headshot and I felt like I recognized the headshot.
Yeah, he's been here before. He came by, did a bunch of mics and stuff, and hung out. So.
And that's at Cantu's tonight.
Yeah.
What time's that?
9. They're both at 9. So I'm gonna go up first.
Sorry.
At fucking Johnny's and get in the car and drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Johnny's is always fun.
This is the best podcast.
Yeah, cool. Like,
I do the Johnny on the Rocks thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Getting a character,
which is fun.
Yeah.
And
you're gonna do it, or you did do it?
I've done it. Yeah, I like Broadway a lot, so it, you know.
You seem like a Broadway guy.
I actually went and
saw some Broadway shit. What's it called? Pittsburgh something.
CLO.
I don't know, but they had four adult off Broadway Pittsburgh like professionals.
Yeah,
and then like 13 like kids ages 11 to 16.
And they had an island.
And then the kids did all the dancing and chorus work, you know what I mean?
Right,
and then
background, yeah.
Right, and the professionals did the singing, and it was outdoors at the West End Overlook.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
The city was behind them. Like, the stage was right there with the city behind it. Yeah, it was pretty sweet, dude.
Was it good?
And the baby got to come and dance and shit.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
There's another
great
baby that also danced with it, so that was good.
I like that.
Yeah, dude.
I saw Hamlet, like... they did like an outdoor show of Hamlet near like in one of the abandoned.
This went from
steel.
I heard to I heard.
No. I went to see it.
Oh, okay.
I went to see it. Hamlet in like one of the abandoned steel mills.
All right, let's like Cary Furnace or something like that.
Yeah, Cary Furnace. Yeah. It was badass. I will say like first half was like the thunder, like shaking metal sounds exactly like thunder.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we had to like move, so that was all great. Then we moved play was three quarters over. We moved to like some wooded area. They set up seats
so in the middle of a play you made the audience stand up and go outside.
Well, not me.
They said, come on everybody.
That's crazy. All right.
We'll be taking a brief intermission.
For like the murder scene.
Yeah, if you guys would like to get beverages on your way to your new scene.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
We only have the space for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Ending a play like seven, eight.
We rented this for a fucking birthday party.
Oh, that was such a fun
piece. We only got a half hour.
We should write
Let's move to the forest.
Edging the musical.
Edging
and then it ends with no fucking conclusion.
Or just like, all right, that'll be another 30.
Yeah.
It'll be another 30 to see the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gooning the musical.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, dude, the CLO is just our goon cave. Yeah.
I didn't know what gooning was until
anything
this year.
Goons. Yeah. Anything goons. Anything goons.
Coming Lights Opera.
I just thought it was edging. Isn't that what it is?
Except what, gooning?
Yeah, what's the difference?
It's like you just go as long as you can.
Gooning is like an all-day affair. Edging is like 5-10 minutes of commitment.
Yeah, it's like gooning is just extended version of edging.
There's a lot of dialogue back and forth about this very topic.
In some of the communities, Jared's
Reddit
tomorrow.
Groups right now, and
we have not officially come up with the term. We hope to get it in the dictionary.
Dude, look it up. See what gooning versus edging. Look at
all right.
Pull it up.
When
pull
gooning
up.
Becomes the word of the year, Webster's Dictionary word of the year, let's all kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, we should, right? We all, everyone should in the world.
Gooning and edging. Okay, can you guys? Oh, what?
I fell asleep.
It's not broadcast.
I almost want to hear it from you.
Yeah, I want to hear you.
Reading glasses on.
You have a great voice to do like voiceover stuff. Like, do it
can
like
you say this is CBS?
This is
Help
CBS.
Again.
This is CBS. We close in 15 minutes.
Well, you know what happened at the end of that story? It was for the denouement of the Hamlet thing.
Yes.
There was a fucking train track like
100,
200 feet to the right. So like for the whole entire ending, it was like...
Yeah, that's really funny.
You down there, you know, you'd stab me. How dare, you know, what is
anything
what is the
track.
Measure of a man... Fucking
ruined
great.
It.
Great. It was great. It was awesome.
That's how Shakespeare intended it.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was like from the people. It was of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a modern take of Romeo and Juliet where they just jump in front of trains.
Yeah.
A modern take of Romeo and Juliet where they say, hey, do you want to just not do this?
Yeah.
I'm actually good on this.
I'm Polly Pan and non binary.
I'm actually in disguise now.
Yeah.
Was there's making a movie now where the King of England was a black gay man instead of a regular.
That rules. Yeah. Yeah. Is that all of Netflix?
Yeah. I think that's going to rip.
No, they're doing
it. Was it fucking Bridgerton?
Which, by the way, obviously, it's got to be fiction. Like, it's so let's.
Well, yeah.
So
I know the royal family
accept
is.
Except that it's fiction, but it's not like they're saying, kids, come watch this documentary, but whatever. That would be a lot funnier if they were saying.
We should
that.
Rewrite so much stuff to be a black gay man.
Yeah, I mean, I know the royal family's white, the but aren't Bible? They due for a gay black king?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I think the king should. I think the king should be black.
That's what I think, too.
I was going to say
gay. Guy who loves and the monarchy. Best of both worlds.
It's always about color with you guys.
That's crazy. Getting used to monarchy, you're like, no, kill the king. They're bad.
You heard it here. Jared wants to kill gay and black people. What a fucking bigot.
No, he wants to make him king so he can kill them.
Yeah. So he can justify it.
Yeah, wasn't the king like an asshole, though, probably? So then
at some point.
They're going to have to make him kind of an asshole then, huh?
King George was a tyrant, they say. Yeah.
I guess there was some good ones.
But I think
ones,
that's, we're probably getting some bias there because we revolted against him.
Yeah, yeah. What's
yeah, it's like just there's probably a bunch of people liked
Stephen
him.
King.
Yeah, I'm sure a
Stephen
lot of people
King
liked
was
him.
Good. King Kong, I really
King
like
Kong.
His work.
He...
King Crimson was good.
I like his method. I don't love his methods.
You like his meth, but you don't like his methods? Is that
yeah,
what you
a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. King Crimson? Yeah.
King Crimson
yeah,
was
King Crimson would be sick. Yeah.
I love King Crimson.
King Crab.
King Crab, dude. Yeah. The yeah. best crabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The alphas of the crustacean world.
You think so?
Swole ass legs, dude.
Lobsters are going to be pissed to hear
yeah,
that.
Lobsters are cocks, dude.
Can't they live forever?
Lobsters? That yeah, that's idea? It.
They, but they don't. They never
forever.
Do.
Yeah, but
I
lobsters
think that's
are
actually true,
ops,
though. The only
so.
Reason why they die is because their shells are too confined. I think yeah. they would just grow forever and ever.
If somebody just had like a power tool and cut their shell a little bit so it could like...
I think
they crack
so.
Up with like,
release.
Oh. Can you imagine yeah. the lobster goes, oh, fuck.
I'm about to bust.
Oh, God, that feels so good.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Go, yeah. Yeah.
The power. Yeah. The power. I will live forever.
This is fucking boiling pot. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, if shit. You do this for my friends, you'll be.
We'll make you our king.
Are they the ones
then
that
we have a good king finally.
Yeah, you will rule the land.
Are they the ones that shriek when you put them in the water?
Yeah. I think that's everybody. That's I think that's us.
John, that's cats.
You're thinking of cats.
I am thinking of cats. You're not wrong.
That's how you know it's going to be good.
Wow.
It adds to the flavor.
You know what they say, tabbies are just lobsters of the living room.
You get that adrenochrome when you do it that way. Yeah. You know?
Babies yeah. taste a lot better when you can taste the fear moments
yeah.
before they die.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Yeah, that's what they yeah. say.
So I've read, yeah.
That's the Obama King? Chef thinks. Ask him.
Yeah, I'd like to make it perfectly clear that
who's
was
Obama's chef?
He's the guy who died in a stand-up paddleboarding accident in Martha's Bay, Martha's Vineyard or whatever it was.
Okay.
He was the Obama's chef.
There's random people die all the time and like weird shit they're connected.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it like, didn't like the George Bush Sr.'s like, cardiologist get shot in like a drive-by bicycle shooting or something fucking insane. It's
George
just like
Bush Senior is so think, deep state that I don't. Yeah.
It was
the deepest.
Well, yeah,
right, when Reagan was in the hospital, it's not even yeah. after he got yeah. shot.
Not that deep.
George Bush Senior no, wouldn't I mean, go to D.C.
Yeah,
because he wanted to like start like basically like the People's Republic of Texas.
Yeah,
and he
that's
was like,
hilarious.
And he kept saying like, I'm not gonna. Get on a plane right now while the Gipper's in the hospital. Everyone was like, why?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. But he was like,
yeah, we're trying
plotting.
To, we're trying to break off.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Do you see that Trump is actually pretty good at golf? That's
that's really funny.
Does he talks yeah. so much shit, dude.
Yeah, I know. Like, he's...
doesn't he
I hate to, you
live
hate to
on
say
a golf course?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Do it
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, he's that's how he stays so skinny.
I miss the pictures with like when he first ran and they tried to embarrass him. It just looks like he's wearing an adult diaper on the golf course. That was so fucking funny.
He got always that looks ass, like shit. Yeah. Like, can somebody talk to him? Somebody yeah. close to him? Just be like, listen,
dude, he's
let's
got
clean
he's
it up.
In his 70s at least, right?
He's a multi-millionaire.
My dad's in his 70s. He looks great. Yeah. Like it's you know,
my
I'm
dad,
not saying he has to lose weight. I'm not even saying he has to change the hair. Just.
I heard that the hair is plugs, old school plugs. That's why it looks like that. So they took the hair from the back of his head and they relocated it to the front of his head.
Yeah.
So then he has to comb it over the back to cover where they
Why do you just wear wigs, man?
I saw a guy who
wigs are bomb.
A different
scar.
Wig every time.
Wigs did you ever bomb. See the scar?
That would be
you
really
get, like,
sweet.
A nasty
yeah.
scar from that.
He has a scar.
The old school like hair plugs or whatever. I met a guy like that, and the hair fell back out, so he's just bald with like.
Oh no!
Like polka dot surgery. Well, he has like his whole fucking back of his head's cut.
They used to just fucking staple him to the top of your head.
Yeah, dude, it was like real fucking
like a graft. Like, they just cut like equal size pieces and just. Took one out, and swapped them, and they're like front to back, back to front. Yeah. Sew it up.
Yeah, more like grift, skin grift,
yeah,
skin. Hair grift.
Fuck it.
I want to get. I should get more.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Jared, your warlocks aren't big enough. Dude.
There was a
your sweater puppy.
Yeah, the girls. Dong enlargement.
Then he died.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
He died from dong enlargement?
Why do we both know this? That's weird.
Yeah, he's a billionaire and he was getting a dong enlargement and they snicked and something rather and it went south, man.
Oh, fuck.
No,
about
he was
eternally
killed. Talk about, that's a conspiracy theory that probably is true. Like the person that invented like...
Dong surgery.
Dong surgery
like
and affordable dong surgery.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
That's the new Apple.
That's right.
That'll be
I
the
think
new
anesthesiologist
Apple.
Would be the craziest job of all time. You can kill someone so fast. And it's
I know.
So, it's just like, okay, well,
yeah,
here we go. I'm going to inject this here. I want you to count backwards from 10, 9. Oh, and he's dead. I
well, that's
much.
Why
he's
they
dead.
Get paid
yeah.
so
yeah,
well.
They get paid like $300,000 a year.
Yeah, so like we know you can kill anybody that you want, and it's an accident.
Like Joan Rivers, for instance.
Dung. You know what I mean?
That's probably the best way you think about it. You can diagnose
Kanye's
somebody
mom.
With it and then fucking take them out like that.
Yeah.
I'm saying Kanye's mom, dude.
Yeah.
I think that was sending Kanye a message.
And
take off the hat, buddy.
And all he got out of it was like, I'm naming my album Donda.
Donda.
Is he good anymore? Does anybody care?
Dude, stuff hits sometimes.
I mostly just agree with the things he says.
Yeah, I don't.
He's just more of
I
a
love
cool
watching
guy
him, dude. He is theater. The guy is theater. He's just kind of walking fucking theater. That's for sure.
I listen to. What's the latest one? Vultures. I listen to some of it. It's like. It's I don't know. It's just not as good.
No, it's not.
I can believe that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be hard to stay that good for that long.
Yeah.
I heard that song Carnivals
for what he did.
In what the fuck is his name? I was in his car, and he played Carnivals, and he was like, "You don't like this?" I was like, "This is terrible. This is the worst thing I've ever heard." Fucking what the fuck is? Why can't I not remember his name? I haven't seen him in a long time. That's why.
You know, it's not important. Can you believe that? Kanye West. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it was it.
That was
that
it.
Was
it.
It
was Kanye.
It was Kanye.
You were hanging out with Kanye in his car.
I was hanging out with Kanye. He goes, check this shit out. He's like, you're not into this? Yeah. I was like,
you know
no,
what
Kanye,
really went away
was
subwoofers.
That's when he's like, you know who I don't
No one's
like.
Got subwoofers in their car anymore.
That is true.
Yeah.
Subwoofers used to be everybody was banging subs,
it's like I think it is like all the radios are so integrated in like the whole entire fucking car.
It is hard to put
it's a lot more effort and money. It's so much more money.
Yeah.
See, I just like
an exhibit
also, like,
is not giving people
I had to think of what
you think that would have stopped
anymore.
The trans community from doing what they were doing?
I just used the regular speaker leads and ran it into my amp, and it worked. Yeah. I had a Cadillac that had a 7-speaker system or something.
Did you have to the switch to like turn it off though? Right?
No,
like,
so I found a.
I just pound a snare. I just have a thing that pounds a.
I just
like a
I just beatbox at 70 miles an hour. Yeah.
I'm sure some guy who knows a bunch about car audio would just fucking vomit if he saw what I did. But I was like, I don't give a shit. This fucking banging Outcast. Yeah. Who gives a shit? Dude?
Yeah,
dude. I had this.
I'm trying to listen to Stankonia.
That's right, dude.
Yeah.
I had this white 94 Cadillac DeVille, and I parked on this bridge that goes over this train out in the countryside right when we started bombing Shock and Awe, which you guys probably don't even remember. It was when it was the beginning, beginning of the Iraq War in 2002.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
So Shock and Awe was like retarded amount of bombs. Yeah.
I was more into Yu-Gi-Oh!
And then I parked my car up on this.
I was into Shock and Awe. That rap group. I was into that rap dude. Shock and Awe.
Shock and Awe.
Yeah.
Shock and Awe was a big hit.
Yeah.
They were a one-hit wonder. But,
yeah. You know,
but
like,
I parked up there listening to Bombs Over Baghdad while they were bombing Baghdad, and underneath me was an entire train of tanks. headed out to the coast. They were just like, just fucking tanks, dude. I was like, holy cow.
Was it like 2003, I guess?
Yeah, because I'd never been in a country that was legitimately at war, quote unquote, even though we never declared it war. It was a fucking, what do they call that?
It's a military engagement.
That's what we do when we're going to lose.
It's not a year military engagement.
It was an exercise.
Look, I know some people that are engaged for 20 years. A lot of people don't want to enter into
war. The United States isn't involved in some sort of armed conflict for like 2 years. Of its whole existence. You ever see that? You know what I'm talking about?
What's this?
The United States has been involved in an armed conflict or a war or something for its whole existence minus like 2 years.
Do you want to read a brain droppings?
That can't be right, because there was a lot.
The
90s
was really peaceful.
Peacetime presidents.
The 80s were like the Cold War.
I don't think it's two, but I think it's like 15.
It's something that's like fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely small.
If they're counting the Cold War.
I mean, do you
during the Cold War, they had all kind of shit going on. They're like down South America with like all that shit. And then they're like...
That's probably true. We had the CIA.
Yugoslavia and everything. Yeah. You hear stories from like Yugoslavia. It sounds like this shit would be like 100 years ago.
Dude, my
like,
school counselor was a Vietnam veteran, and he couldn't talk about what he did because it was probably in Cambodia, and it was probably 100% black ops.
Yeah, like, fuck crazy
shit. He was a Navy SEAL, and he had a class ring, and it fit over my thumb, and I could rattle it.
He's just a huge
guy that could crush you, and he was a school counselor.
That's fucking crazy.
But yeah, dude, our country does so much. Like, when I was young, I was very...
Naive,
what the hell? Empires. Yeah,
they're doing all kind of bad shit so they can fund black projects.
Empires do stuff, you know?
Selling fucking drugs and shit.
What are you finding
over
there?
And not even stuff as cool as that. Bless it.
Yeah, I can believe that we were somewhere.
But dude, what if like America? I feel like maybe America is like, dude, you know what? Fucking, I think we're on cocaine, so maybe they funnel drugs into countries, like economically depressed countries, to go like, you know what they fucking need? They just like need to do like fucking coke. Bro.
Yeah, that's what they need.
Like, it's more like it's less like paranoid.
Maybe they're
more
all
just
like high as shit.
Cocaine.
Do you know what Watts needs right now? Fuck, dude, you hardly like fucking have a
just
blow
chill
up.
Out, dude. I just did like fucking coke and heroin. I just did a speedball, like, and I'm fucking good to
bro. What if we showed them how to like cook it and make it more powerful?
And I'm just good to go, bro. Yeah.
So from 1815 to 1846, we didn't have a lot of
pretty
work
recent
going on there.
That's fucking crazy.
From James Madison to James K. Polk.
Do you ever read? Were you into
Jimmy
George
President
Carlin
student.
Growing up? Like, you guys like George Carlin growing up?
Yeah, that's
really
cool.
I mean, I saw some stuff.
Yeah, he's mid.
There's seven words.
He's mid to D tier. He had a part in brain droppings that was like
brain droppings.
Yeah, it was his
that's
book.
a hell of a good.
Isn't that great?
Title.
Yeah, and then it was like 2 pages of it was like these are like that fact we've all. America's only not been at war for like 50 years.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, we've been around for a lot longer.
And he listed all the dates. Yeah. Brain droppings, great. That's a cool book.
I'll check it out.
Was it? Who was
I'm
your like first favorite comedian?
What?
Who are your guys?
That's
the like,
politician. They're honest. First
it was
favorite.
Silly.
Who are your guys is like first favorite comedian?
That's a great question. I think it had to be Dane Cook.
Really?
Yeah.
It had to be, because I was so young.
I don't know if I have a first favorite
and
comedian.
And he was probably... I probably downloaded him on LimeWire, like his clips.
Yeah.
And that was probably my first like intro to comedy.
Yeah.
It had to be. Someone like that. Someone of that ilk.
Which one? Like the half hour? Comedy Central half hour? Or like Vicious Circle?
Yeah. Vicious Circle or the Super Finger one or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get into
Dangerous
comedy
if Swallowed
I was, like,
or whatever.
Into comedy. You know?
Oh shit, yeah.
I just like stand up wise I didn't anyway. I mean I knew of stand up like parents and stuff had DVDs of like a stand up thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Gallagher, you know,
shit like that, yeah.
But I never got into until I was like doing comedy almost basically.
The first person that I saw that I was like, "Oh, this is actually like cuz Dane Cook was just a phenomenon. He was popular whether he was a comedian or whatever.
Yeah, cool hair.
Like he just was cool and I liked him."
Yeah.
The first person I saw that I was actually like, "This is a funny art form. Like this is stand-up comedy and it's funny." Was a guy named Dan Cummings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I heard
he has a podcast
now,
right?
Good.
But when he was young, really he had like long hair. And he had this Comedy Central thing. It was a Comedy Central half hour or whatever that they used to show all the time. And he had a joke on it about how he wanted us to... He was like, they're mixing dogs nowadays. He's like, I'd like to mix dogs with other species. I mixed a dog with a squirrel.
He's like, I get a lot of looks from people. People are like, ugh, what is that? And he's like, that, rude, is a chocolate squirrelador. Okay. To me, as a kid, that was
just like,
that was pinnacle
of squirrelador.
It. It's like,
pinnacle
that's
of wordplay.
This shit is crazy. Yeah,
he's been in there like, twice.
Like that Ratatouille shit.
I had to take like
shit,
an Advil.
Like,
it's like doing acid and DMT. Yeah, shit. Fuck. Like, you
he's astral projecting right now. I can't even believe I'm on the same plane as this
never
human.
I've seen some shit.
I remember
like
for
that.
Some reason I thought it was really funny that Bill Ingvall was like, I did what every man in America does when I got the bread. I took that little wire and I threw it away and I spun the bag. I thought, oh, because everybody spins the bag. Get it? And I was a little
it's
kid.
Not even really a joke.
It wasn't. It isn't.
It's just a statement.
Are we not just spinning bags ourselves?
Aren't we all spinning just spinning bags?
Is the earth not just
deprived
spinning
of
bags?
Air?
Yeah, exactly. Or just a little bit.
When did we stop spinning bags? And on that same note,
trying to stay fresh.
When did we stop hitting women in the face?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's.
You're just I. That guy was by far the worst of the blue collars. Sorry to throw shade there, Bill Ingvall.
Who? Oh yeah.
Oh, Larry.
Yeah.
Like Larry
no, Bill Ingvall.
But I think
Bill
he was like the Ringo.
Larry was funnier.
He kept the band together.
Jeff Foxworthy is the best one.
Jeff was the most clever.
He's by far. Well, they all knew that. I think. Yeah.
Also,
well,
the
Ron
whole
White,
you might be
Ron
a redneck
White,
thing. Yeah. That was actually funny.
Yeah.
Ron White, man.
That's his strain.
Ron White does rule.
Ron White was even.
Ron White's a different kind of guy, though.
Yeah,
he's not a polished.
He's different. Yeah.
But he is kind of actually.
I think Ron White's like the shit.
He's a good.
But like.
Yeah.
Jeff's like more like
years, he's
technical.
Yeah,
like
Jeff's
Ron,
good. Yeah.
Ron probably does more like modern comedy, I would think, like kind of like we do.
Jeff's
like,
got more laughs per minute.
Yeah,
by far.
Yeah, just a crusher.
Ron White's great because like I think he really goes like he's really shocked that still shocked that people come out to see him. That's what I like. He's like still now he's like thank y'all so much for coming. And he also used the phrase that I think about all the time. I don't give a Frenchman's fuck.
What? Pretty good. I like that a lot.
It's like, I have to remember
who
that.
Who said that?
Ron White.
Whoa,
specials.
Yeah.
I don't give a Frenchman's fuck.
I don't think Bill Billingvall has ever been
what
funny.
Poetry.
When he did.
Oh, well, there's your sign.
When he did the blue collar thing, Ron White did. He did 10 minutes of comedy on it. And
that's crazy. Because that was monumental.
And he's like, holy shit, I'm about to get famous off of 10 minutes of comedy.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. Because then he's got an
hour
still, you know
crazy.
What I mean? Because
the sucking dick one is amazing.
I don't remember it.
Like, just like, it's something like.
Jared meets him in the fucking green
room. Like, so then he taps your toe twice.
Oh, yeah. I was sucking, I suck Ronald. No.
He's dried up now.
I forget what it is.
Frenchman,
it's like,
fuck my mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, whatever. Yeah, look up Ron White, sucking dick or whatever. No, I just forget what it is. He does it better. It's a great
what do you
joke.
Think about,
I do ahead. Miss that era of comics, though. It was like Lewis Black was big then. Lisa Lampanelli, like she's so weird now.
Yeah.
Who else was big then? It was
Sarah
like,
Silverman.
I mean, Sarah Silverman, Cat Williams. Like that early 2000s group, I liked them a lot.
Sid Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember his actor's name.
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. Yeah.
Neil Simon.
Vince Vaughn.
Oh,
is Vince
guys.
Vaughn the new Dan Aykroyd? I've tried to make this.
Book. In what way?
They're both just guys who walk up, talk fast, and have a lot of confidence in all their movies.
Dan Aykroyd
and
severely
Vince
autistic.
But in all their movies, they're the guy who walks up, knows what's going on, talks fast, and is smooth. You know what I mean?
I think
I find
Vince
Vaughn more
doing
likeable.
Interesting.
You like Vaughn more?
I like Vaughn more than Aykroyd.
But Aykroyd's got the aliens.
That's true.
Jared might remember. I don't know. You might.
Yeah.
Do you know Justin Sabo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude like wrote at Second City and like helped out and shit. And like Vince Vaughn would like pop in and like he would
Savage Sabo?
Yeah, they would just make him coffee and I guess Vince Vaughn would just yell at him a whole bunch.
That's fun.
And it's like
that
fucking weird.
Awesome. I would totally take that.
It's like what
Vince
saying,
Vaughn
like,
yelling at Sabo is
it's like so funny.
Sabo's not the kind of guy who likes to get yelled at.
I like Justin Sabo, the idea of him going like, man, fuck Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah. Fucking coffee. I got half a mind to spit in this, but I'm not gonna, but
just
I would.
Just a guy we know from open mics getting yelled at by a celebrity like 20 years ago, 10 years ago.
I like Vince Vaughn's pep talks. Every movie he's in, he always gives like a pep talk. And he's like, we need to, we're in future town now. We got to put that negativity in the rear view mirror. And like, he just does.
He's good in everything. God damn it. He's just good in everything.
He is.
You see Brawl in Cell Block 99?
No.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah,
really?
It is.
All right.
You'd love that movie.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Well,
you'd love
it. Then.
Just some guy, some pissed off guy.
Text me, I'll forget
I think
it.
Goes to jail for something and then just.
Brawl in Cell Block 9, huh?
He's just got to survive in this hell jail.
Yeah.
It's fucking. There's
it's
like a
so crazy though, because like you think surely now this is his demise. This is where it. This is where the rubber meets the road. Nope.
Dude, there's like a part in that movie where like it's so visceral, like where just like you like literally just it's an amazing human reaction.
Yeah.
Like being in a fucking tornado.
Yeah.
Like you never finished your tornado story.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, did you survive?
Well, I guess. I guess we know the end.
I stopped under a bridge and it started blowing the car all over, and you could see everything flying sideways around. There's like pieces of trees all over the street. Then I just waited there for 15-10 minutes. It felt like forever until it like was like good, and I just started driving here.
I'm glad you drove through the grass.
Yeah.
Did you save any hail?
Huh?
You save any hail?
No. My car's probably covered in leaves right now if you want one. I got leaves all over my car from the middle of 376.
I'll take a leaf.
Yeah, go grab one right now. It's right out there.
I might.
Vince Vaughn, did you see the other the movie he did with Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he did. But it's really, I like that one too.
Across concrete. I thought it was too long.
It is too long.
It's a little too self-indulgent. It's a nice... I liked it.
It's a novel idea, but they really pushed it.
It was almost like, it was really like one of like the gayest movies I've ever seen. Like the love between the two cops is like just very gay. I mean it in a very nice way.
No, I know. It just was funny.
They played like canceled cops. Like they rough up a guy, Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson.
And somebody records
and
it
then
on
someone
Twitter.
Records it, and then like, no, you didn't see the full story, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he wasn't just a black guy.
Yeah. He was some kingpin. And then I guess it turns out he was. Man, that's crazy when that happens.
Yeah. It would be a funnier movie if he was just a black guy. He's just a dude who got groceries.
We actually do have the full video.
That's like real. That's like real life.
Racist guys.
Yeah,
I like that. Let's make that movie.
Well, that's like the real life. Like,
come on, it's money, baby.
Okay, it's not about you. It's not about skin color.
But that's what I think. I probably do think that like people like see dragged like. You know, I'm afraid of black guys because have you seen Dragged Across Concrete? Like, I cite Dragged Across Concrete as evidence.
That's a movie
as
name.
As evidence seat.
God damn, that's a brutal name.
But it's
a
pretty enjoyable movie. There's a pretty fun bank heist.
Yeah, right. It does.
Do you guys want to? I want to try. We'll see if I can do this. Let's see. Cast screen. I'm going to. Sorry now. I want to try to do a game here, but it's not going to take very long. I got to find
this guy using a spray compressor dangerously wrong.
What's this guy's kid's name? It's Dr. Do.
You think it's Dr. Doolittle?
No, Do.
Dr. D's?
Dr. Do. There he is, dude. All right. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, we have to figure out what Dr. Do's going to rate his mixture, dude.
Oh, this guy fucking
fucks, dude.
Do you know this guy?
There we go. Thank you.
So, this guy.
Oh, yeah. Set up the game.
So, this guy's Dr. Do. You guys are seeing
this guy. This guy's voice sounds like a new open
today
mic.
He's gonna mix, today's going to mix Mountain Dew and Tajin.
Tahin,
which I assume is Indian.
So he's not
Mexican.
Mexican tomato water?
No, it's not even a liquid.
What powder?
Yeah.
It's the shit on Flaming Hot Cheetos.
There you go. Oh, he has it as a liquid, though. That's that is
so he pours them together.
So he drinks a different Mountain Dew.
I think it every
time.
I'd give it a 9 out of 10 because, like, the lemon.
All right,
like,
so we got it paused, guys. He's gonna drink this concoction on a scale out of 1 to 10. Does he give this?
Nine.
Now, I would say a regular Mountain Dew, and this is just having seen a couple of his videos.
Yeah.
He's going to put a regular Mountain Dew as, like, a 9 for him. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's the gold standard.
Why is it? Okay, so to leave room
does
for
does he do
10,
decimal points?
You think that regular Mountain Dew. Because
you can only take away from Mountain Dew, you know, it's so good.
Well, yeah, no, but
maybe it's a 7. Dude, I'm not this kid. I'm just telling you
that guy
I'm
looks
just
like
surprised
Brent.
That he rated Mountain Dew a 9 and not
identical.
A 10. You'd think Mountain Dew original would be a 10.
Fucking, right? We found Brent Grove's alter life.
It does look like he might be related to Brent Grove.
Brent Grove pig.
Brent, I can see experimenting with Mountain Dew. I say 9 because you have, you know,
the spice.
You're
going to say he thinks
it's a 9. Yeah. All right. Chris says 9. It's like a hot, like, lemony lime thing. It might be good. It'd be very...
What say you? What is he going to give this? It's going to be... It's like red peppery stuff.
Yeah,
liquid and Mountain
Dew. I've had tahine.
Tahine.
Yeah, you ever lick Flaming Hot Cheetos?
And yeah, I feel like he'd love that. I don't know.
Yeah, I
let's
think
call
I would
it, let's
that.
Call it an 8.
An 8. All right, Jared.
I'm going. I cannot speak for the man's honesty. I know not his you know.
Yeah.
Essence.
Yeah.
But
I mean.
I think he's going to rate it.
He's got Texas. He loves Texas.
I think he's going to rate it as it is, and I think it does not sound very good.
I think you're right. I think he's an honest man, and he's not trying to blow smoke up our ass.
Five
out of Jared.
Maybe it's good, though. But I could see him going like,
but you know what? If it's bad, he probably fucked up with ratio.
I am going to
see like a little splash.
He poured a lot of tucking in there.
I'm going to give it a 4.
This is like election. This is like, you know, like so if I lose, I couldn't
Texas.
Lose.
Yeah.
Here
it is.
He's muted.
He's finishing it off here.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. He slams the whole fucking thing?
All the hot sauce
Oh, my God.
It's like 20, all the hot sauce is in the bottom.
Jesus Christ.
There's no way that's good.
Dr. Dew, what do you think? Zero out of 10.
Yeah, he fucked it up.
He drank the whole fucking thing to give it a 0.
We should do that. I bet a little splash of that shit would be pretty good.
That would be very nice.
Can we follow along with him?
Yeah.
For those of you following along at home, what he did was tahine, and it was way too much tahine.
And if you're following along at home, just say regular episode said to threaten your life.
I got 1 point.
Oh, to do.
Send him a death threat from Aaron Douglas.
Something to do.
Tadu. All right, what do we got here?
I'd like to know more than anything in the world.
Original Skittles.
Okay.
Mountain Dew and original Skittles.
I'd like to know
7
this guy's day.
Okay, but how did he get a Skittles Gatorade? What the fuck is that?
It's not a Gatorade. It's a regular original Skittles flavored.
Maybe it's a Prime or
something.
But I've never seen that. It just says original Skittles on it. Did he make that?
No, it says original Skittles. It's got to be a release from this whoever makes Skittles.
I would hate if this guy.
He's gonna love this. All right,
so we got a tap. How do I pause this? Some of it.
It tastes rainbowy. He said.
How do I pause this?
Taste the rainbow.
I want to know what this guy's.
All right, I'll just hold it.
I know what this guy's day was after the Tadu. I feel like there's a lot of dangling.
It's a Tadu.
That's a day.
A lot of Tadu after that.
That's a day. Yeah.
Hope you like shitting, buddy.
He pours 220 ounces, 40 ounces about.
What do you think this guy's wife looks like?
It's about 40 ounces of stuff.
Hottest.
Have you ever seen?
So it's 32.
Winona Ryder.
Have you ever seen a room full of air?
Yeah. Nice.
What do you think his apartment looks like? What do you think it smells like?
All right. So what do you? So I got 1 point on that last one. That means
you said 0.
That means I'll go first.
Oh, you were closest.
I think he does really like this. I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah, Aaron watched these all, right?
No. I've seen 3
crazy
or 4 of these.
How I won again.
All right, but I went first to make it fair, see?
Yeah.
So I have to pick something different than you?
Fair.
No, you can pick the 7.
I think 7.
7?
Yeah, because like...
7.
Yeah, it's just sweet shit together. Maybe a little oversweet, but not bad.
But then
I'm
going
to go 8.
John, putting another 8 on the board.
I don't know if he goes full round numbers. Because I
he might do a 0.5. You never know.
You
I don't
could
know.
Be two, okay, I'm gonna go 7.6.
You think he knows decimals?
Yeah.
Decimal. I think he does. 0.3. He's discovered a great thing.
Suffer and fuckathash.
Drink Mountain Dew with stuff.
With stuff.
And we'll talk about it.
All right, Dr. Dew is making the pour.
There's no science involved in this. He's just pouring like fucking blindly. He's actually just pissing me off. Yeah, no shit, dude.
He goes, oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Down it goes. Dr. Dew, what do
this
we see?
This actually looks...
What if I made iced tea and it was 3/4 lemon juice? What do you think of that, right? Like 3/4 lemon juice.
Skit Dew, y'all.
9.3.
Wow.
Damn. That's you. You got the point.
I got the point, baby.
Wow.
Wow. 9.3. And okay. You know, it that's does. Good it feels know. Good yeah. Well, to have gotten that point.
To know the do.
Nine, to know the do.
Well, 9.3. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying before. I like data. You know what yeah. I mean? Now I'm getting like the data.
Yeah. That's this true. Is. I can guess more accurately.
This is
yeah.
fucking pseudoscience.
Also, he's in Houston. We know that because of the Texans shirt.
Yeah.
This shit's fake.
All right.
Oh, now he's got a Texans
code
jersey.
Code Red, Mountain Dew, and Pepsi. A wild card. No regular Mountain Dew base.
You should get a bonus
to.
Point.
That's a 5.
It's a 5. We're going straight out of the gate. No, he's supposed to guess first if you want.
I'm
going to
go 7.
We should get a bonus point if we figure 7. Out what,
he'll
what the,
like it, but he's not
what the
go
combo
nuts.
Is.
He's just making cherry Pepsi. Like, get over yourself.
All right.
Yeah, but he likes cherry Pepsi.
8.45. and he's going to call it the...
You're going to go 8.4?
8.45 repeating.
Mountain C.
Code Mountain
C. I got Jared at 8.4.
I think he's just
going to
call it Mountain Pepsi.
I got
Pepsi.
You at 7, right?
I'm 7.
I think he's going to call it Mountain Pepsi. A bonus point.
I'm going to say the Pepsi's going to fuck it up for him. He's not a cola man. He's a do man.
Okay, fucking now you tell me. So I with you know. Why
I thought you would know he was a do man. His name's called Dr.
Well, no,
Do.
No, he's a do man. I knew he was a do man. I didn't know how he felt about Pepsi.
Is like, any do man like Pepsi?
Ah, man, yeah.
It's like their stepmom.
No, dude. Yeah.
So what do we got here? We got.
True.
I'm going to say he doesn't
now
like...
Now, boys, take it easy.
Drink a Diet Pepsi.
Drink a Pepsi.
All right.
It's so, good for you.
I'm going to give it a 5.5.
I'm going to give it a straight up 5.
I'd rather you not get wild. Drink a Pepsi, not a Mountain Dew.
You're going to call it Code Pep Red or something like that.
You're right. What's we
Red
got?
Sea.
Here Pepsi. Comes the pour.
Has to be Red Sea.
Red
yeah,
sea.
What is it going to call? Yeah.
Parting the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Red Sea sounds good. Code.
Pepsi code.
Code C.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, what the fuck?
What
this
the
guy
hell?
Hold on.
He's Collabo?
This guy interrupted it.
He's working with it.
No, he's not. He fucking denied us.
What's this Louis Patron character not fucking rating
it? He denied us, and then this guy reposted it.
Oh, god damn it.
Because people were making fun
Goon.
Of it.
Mountain Goon.
Oh, look.
No.
Hold on, go up. He had a different fucking voice?
Mountain Dew Edge.
That's fucking bullshit.
No, this one he does. God damn it. We got
Mountain Dew Goon.
Yeah, we got to the edge of the mountain.
This is weird.
Yeah, dude, we
catch
just edge.
Catch up and Mountain Dew, dude.
Fuck him.
What kind? Oh, it's like...
it's, fuck him.
I looked down at my phone for a second, and now we've got ketchup and Mountain Dew.
It's like
Dew.
The Aldi shit ketchup, too.
All right, now...
Wait,
stir,
did I win that last one, by the way?
He's stirring it with... No, unfortunately, they didn't even fucking... They didn't even pony up. It was a repost.
Is it a blood,
he's drinking
Dew?
It. You guys saw it. It's Mountain Dew.
I'm gonna say 1.
Yeah, a fucking Mountain Mary. I'll give a 3 here.
Mountain Mary.
1.
A Mountain Mary might actually work.
I bet my whole entire everything I own that this guy gives it a 10 out of 10. It's the best things.
And I'm gonna say a 2. All right, here we go. Mountain Dew and. What's appearing to be a lot of ketchup at the bottom. At the very end.
Ketchup
there.
In the bottom. Catch Dew.
5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. He liked it.
Oh,
this
hell
is
yeah.
not the
Who
one.
Who got 5?
Right?
Me.
You did not. You did.
I said 1.
Pretty
3.
Sure.
Oh, damn.
I meant 5.
I meant 5.
I got 2. Yeah. You actually got the point, though. A 3 is a close.
I get my 2s and 5s.
I was under
confused.
A lot of pressure at work. That's why, like, so if
we
I could
should,
just...
We should probably play to 2 and then let Chris get to his show. What do you think?
Yeah. Let's
play
again, two. I mean, I right. I need. I could use the victory.
Point. Unless Jared gets it. What do we got here?
I've had a tough summer.
Tonic
I could
water,
really use
Monster,
this win.
And Mountain Dew.
What
say
a beautiful
you?
End.
Tonic water. We've got to watch the mix, guys. It's about even tonic to Mountain Dew. All right. And then same. It's one part, one part, one part. Monster Energy Original, Mountain Dew, tonic water. What do you think?
It's just going to be a watered down Mountain
good.
Dew. It's going to be like a 7.
Wait, tonic water, Mountain Dew?
Tonic water, Monster Energy Original, and Mountain Dew, equal parts.
Why did he include the tonic water, I wonder?
Because he thinks Monster's too sweet.
Okay, that's good okay. information to have.
I think. I don't know.
Lore.
I don't know, but I'm trying to get in his
I'm
head.
I'm glad I asked.
I'm trying to get into his head. Here, okay. Okay. I'm going to say he gives this a 7.
Yeah, I think a 7. I agree.
Man, I guess it's just different. I'll say 8.
It's just going to be watered down Mountain Dew.
I think Mikey likes it.
Jared, what say you?
I would say, yeah.
Motherfuckers made search.
8.25.
Oh, dude, you fucking. That's not how they play.
Let's see. Price bottoms right. up. Here yeah. comes that,
no,
button.
That's how you
a
win.
Fairly consistent liquid. Looks almost like a beer.
It almost looks like after diarrhea flush.
I think he's going to remember Mountain Dew and think of fun times.
Mountain Tonic Dew. Montonic Dew. 7.3.
Oh, he did a decimal that time.
That's me and Chris. That's what tie for the win. Chris, we have
bit.
To go one more round.
Okay, we'll go one more round.
All right.
Are you guys going to kiss?
He has to. Yeah, you got to bounce.
Yeah, I didn't want to play. I didn't want to play anyway.
I didn't want to play anyway.
I think this game sucks. I was not getting invested at all. I didn't need all to right. win.
Venom Energy Drink and Dr. Pepper.
I couldn't have used the win.
Can we run the tape back? Because
yeah,
I think
yeah.
Venom is so gross, dude.
What the fuck is Venom?
Venom energy drink, the red can, and Dr. Pepper.
Is that for poor people? What
I'm
is gonna Venom?
Say it looks like yeah. it's a.
I've had it.
It's
well,
a clear liquid.
I guess so.
You can see it in the pour. It's like a yellowy clear liquid. I'm gonna give
coffee
it.
Coffee is the best poor beverage.
I'm gonna give
it's
it
also
a 4.
A rich man's beverage, though.
Yeah, I say 3.
It runs the gambit.
3, Chris.
I know my cousin, when he came back from Afghanistan, they all drank that shit over there, like on
Venom?
Base. Yeah, yeah.
Venom.
Is it Middle Eastern?
It's probably
no, it's
free,
just like, I think if
the
they
government.
Had a deal yeah, with the yeah. government. But you can buy it at gas stations, but like, I just remember that's what they were buying on his base.
What do you give it? Venom and Dr. Pepper.
They found a...
Venom's so fucking
Venom
gross.
And Dr. Pepper.
Oh, they found a pure energy...
It's Diet Dr.
Deep,
Pepper, though. Like, yeah. deposit... Yeah.
That's what Saddam Hussein.
Pure energy. If we just
no, it's regular
this.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, is it regular Dr. Pepper? No, it's Dr. Pepper orange. Something.
Oh, creamy coconut. Oh God.
What the fuck are
coconut,
we doing?
Coconut Dr. Pepper and Venom energy drink.
You guys were
this
talking about
unholy.
The coconut LaCroix. I
All
mean,
right, I'm sticking with my
that
4.
Factors.
I'm sticking with my 4. Chris got a 3. What do you give it?
Wow, there's a lot.
Yeah, why don't you do a 2.9? Why don't you do a 3.1?
I want to fix his teeth.
Yeah, he's got.
How many is it?
I'm gonna go 6. I'm gonna go 6.
There was so much 6? Foam. I don't know if this is official.
You gotta finish before the chug.
It's called
what you want.
4. No, what a minute! What a fool I was! I buckled under pressure.
What is it?
I fucking should have done 9.
9? You want a 9?
I want a 9.
9.
Give me that 9, baby.
9, baby.
Give me
what
that
we got
9.
For the Dr. Venomous coconut. 9.
What the fuck?
We can't stop.
Jesus
Christ. I
loser.
Needed that.
Yeah. All right, this next one is for all of the marbles. All
right.
Do you guys know all the marbles?
No,
this is for all of
oh,
them.
Oh, God, this is a lot. Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, Blue Mountain Dew, and Blue Red Bull.
And a little green fucking thing that you get at the gas station.
Oh, and
oh,
the
what is
booze,
that?
Bomb.
The booze
the
bomb.
Bomb.
What is
the
a booze
bomb?
Bomb? What is that?
It's like a wine cooler.
Well, what are you skipping forward?
Well, we don't need to see him pour at all.
There it is.
Fine.
There it is.
Of course
here
you need
is.
To see him pour
oh, it's purple.
At all.
I didn't expect that.
That
I guess
factors
blue.
In.
It does factor in.
Since when do blue and green make purple?
It's majorly... Ooh, and then
yeah,
the Dr. Pepper
fuck?
To crown.
I guess since all time.
That's a cat.
Yeah, I guess that's how all right,
guys.
Work.
Yeah,
that
what
just
do you
made
got
a shittier green.
I'm going to give this a 4 also. Cause it was so, it,
no, I
no,
bet
wait,
it's
you know, last time was a 9. God damn it.
I bet a 6. I bet a 6.
You know, I think he loves
I'm
this.
Going
10. I'm going 10.
6, 10. What do you got, Jared? 9?
No.
Make sure you really think about it for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd say... 6.9.
69.
If you get it, I'll kill you.
For some reason, I feel like it
I'll
tastes
go
like black.
Right
licorice.
To heaven. This would be.
Yeah,
the best.
I can see that. Yeah.
I would love
I
to
that.
Die at the best moment of my
what's
whole
he
life.
What's
he slams
he
those fucking things.
8.7 or 5 points. It's
8.7.
Wow.
I was gonna say 10. Fuck.
That's me. I win.
Oh damn.
Good.
Yeah. I have to have seppuku.
Good game, guys.
Good for you.
Good
I mean,
that was really fun.
Good
game. Right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Pander Parkway to Italian people. I will.
We'll
see
you
later.
Maybe later at
yeah.
Cantu show.
Yeah,
or
I'm
that
gonna
one also.
I'm gonna go pee real quick at your house.
Yeah, yeah, dude. There's a bathroom right there.
Do you
say
have
goodbye?
Any dick pills or
bye,
anything?
Bye, everybody.
Yeah. That episode ripped. It did. Anyway, pat on the old back right there. We got an artist, the Jared Gyro Helfer, as he is known on the sock meds, social medias. Called in, we're not going to call it a favor, a suggestion for today's featured artist. He says, Outkast. You guys know Outkast, right? Well, they did a song. Evidently, it's not on any of their albums. It's called Land of a Million Drums, and I feel like this might be a song that a lot of people do, but they done it, right? And they did it, and this is a good example, guys. They did it for the Scooby-Doo soundtrack. Now, this is the only Outkast song that was released as a single that was not on an Outkast album. Now, obviously, it was out of their control, right? But some people would say they sold out. They sold out to a movie, to big Hollywood. And I say, fuck that, guys. Look, if you work your whole life, somebody wants to give you a big old check for one song. Sometimes you got to pay the bills. So, featuring, who else is on this? I feel like there's other people on this. I feel like Killer Mike's on here and maybe one other cat. I guess it doesn't say because it's not on the album. I don't have the liner notes. But from 2002, Scooby-Doo the movie, the song is Land of a Million Drums, the group Outkast featuring Killer Mike, I'm not sure. Let's hear it out.
Saturn, intergalactic tracks, I mack them like Max Julian. This one for Scooby Pastor, yeah, I'ma do me one, do me run. Only you clean over, I pick up the mic and rock it while I'm sober for the rated G exposure. If you listen to what I'm trying to told you, we fathers were seeds of our own. Time my sons and daughters, boy, not roots and clones. Not interfering, gone wrong. An embryo with no soul, stuck in a dream, minivan with my lungs in a chokehold. Jacket past the boom, bastard, that say don't do that. Freaky fresh, smash the gas and slam us in the traffic. Now Scrappy won a box and throw them bowls, so I had to sit the pit bull on before he could pass one blow. Scooby-Doo, 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 Scooby-Doo. Scooby Snackies, Shaggy, wake up, we've been had. Our Scooby Snacks, they got the whole stash. He said, ooh, ooh, I don't have a clue. I suspect the 13 goes to Scooby-Doo. Call Vincent Price up on the next tale. Tell him to send another package right through the mail. In the meantime, I'ma call Velma to tell her to get the mystery machine ready. I'm two-way and Daphne and Freddy. Me and Shaggy dressed in all black, strapped, dipping through the flash, trying to get our stash back. Rounding up suspects, collecting clues. I got a question, what I...
It was Killer Mike.